It's Friday, and some of the summer's big movies are coming out, but not in Indonesia. The country is suffering through the Great Indonesian Movie Crisis. Film lovers there have been starved of new Hollywood fare for months now, and as Julia Simon reports from Jakarta, they're running out of patience.
At one of Jakarta's biggest movie theaters, Indonesia-based filmmaker Richard Olsen runs down what's playing on the big screens.
Thai horror movie, Danish film. But normally you won't see this. I mean, you'll see Kung Fu Panda way before this.
Olsen used to go to the movies two times a week, but he says the last movie he saw in theaters was The King's Speech in February.
I mean, my friends right now in Australia is just basically teasing me online, going, "Ha, guess what I watch? It's so good." I'm like, "Great, thank you, but I have no chance to watch it unless I go overseas. It's ridiculous."
The Great Indonesian Movie Crisis, as some bloggers call it, comes down to an unresolved tax dispute. In February, the Indonesian government announced a new system for calculating tax on imported films. The Motion Picture Association of America, or MPAA, says with the new system, it's no longer worth it to send films to Indonesia. Samsul Lusa is director of film affairs at the Indonesian Ministry of Culture. He says he hopes Hollywood will start sending movies again.
MPA consider that there is a double tax here in Indonesia. And I cross-check with my friends in tax director general. They said, no double taxation. It is impossible that the tax and the duties will be double.
The MPAA wouldn't comment for this story because it's currently in discussions with the Indonesian government. Samsul says that the Ministry of Culture will announce a resolution as early as next week. But he said that last week, too. Meanwhile, Indonesian movie theaters are suffering. They've seen a 60% drop in income since February, and some theaters have closed. It seems that many Indonesians are getting their Hollywood movies another way. At a mall in central Jakarta, there is a wide selection of pirated DVDs. The women who work at this pirated DVD stand say one movie is selling especially well, the new animated Disney feature, Rio. Rio came out in the States in March, but no one knows when it will come out in theaters here. A DVD vendor named Virginia spoke frankly about the fact that her business is flourishing.
More people are buying DVDs because there are no new movies in the theaters. A lot of people are buying Water for Elephants and Mildred Pierce.
There's another unintended winner here, one that is on the big screen.
What we've been telling people is, you know, who needs Hollywood blockbusters when you have Indonesian blockbusters? We have one right here.
That's Rob Allen. He's an American producer of the Indonesian war movie Hati Merdeka, or Hearts of Freedom. It opened in theaters here yesterday.
Merdeka!
It's the final part of a trilogy about young cadets fighting the Dutch in Indonesia's war for independence, and it's the biggest budget film project in Indonesian history. But Hati Merdeka isn't enough for student and movie lover Rezki Gotama Tandrere. He wants Pirates of the Caribbean, and he's sick of watching DVDs.
Watching in the movies and cinemas is more better than watching in DVDs, and you know the taste, the feel, like watching in cinemas are very different.
Rezki says ultimately the movie crisis reflects the Indonesian government's lack of concern for its citizens.
It's no use. Even if I protest or demo, the government won't even hear us. They don't really care about us, actually. Maybe they don't have time to listen to us.
But filmmaker Richard Olsen says there's one thing that will make the government listen. Harry Potter.
We've been quite quiet in this entire ordeal, like as a nation, as a city. But I think if there's no Harry Potter, all these Harry Potter fans are going to go nuts. Maybe a riot, I don't know. We're going to be a lot of angry Indonesians.
The final installment of the Harry Potter movies is due in Indonesian theaters in July. Maybe. For The World, I'm Julia Simon in Jakarta.